Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Genesis 14 begins with the kind of Bible words we might want to skip, but God doesn't. Listen, quote, "In the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations, that they made war with Bera, king of Sodom, Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shebamer, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela," verses 1 and 2. And these $50 names are repeated 3 more times in the chapter. What's all this about? It's for one simple reason. Because when these kings came marauding through that region, they dared lay their hands on one fellow with a 3-letter name, L-O-T. God takes the protection of his people very seriously. Zechariah 2:8 says, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, he sent me to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye," end quote. In other words, those who attack the Lord's people are poking God in the eye. Watch out. These kings from Mesopotamia came down into the Levant, the land bridge between Africa and Asia and Europe, and plundered these cities of the plain, including Sodom, where Lot lived. Everything was taken. Our next study will give the thrilling conclusion, but let me leave you with this. Recently, Luke Letlow, a husband and father of 2 young children, and soon to be sworn-in congressman from Louisiana, a serious Christian, said this before he died, unexpectedly, of a COVID-related heart attack at age 41. Quote, "God doesn't promise us tomorrow, but he does promise us forever." So true. God doesn't always buffer his people from heartaches and tears down here, but he has guaranteed that these temporary difficulties will be considered worth it when we see how he's woven them together for our everlasting good.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.